You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of
today,
the Bard.
On the Word of Truth Revealed.
For some of us that just ain't gonna take it, if you just endured it, maybe God would have an opportunity to work in your heart and in the heart of the person that you're dealing with. And I'm not talking about abuse. I'm not talking about abuse. Nobody deserves abuse. I'm talking about infractions, small infractions. In a church setting, it will stop us from making movement. Because as many of us that are in this sanctuary, believe me, we will get on each other's nerves.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Bitterness, the Blessing Blocker. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Psalm 137, verses 1 through 4.
Bitterness is not, and revenge is not just from the victim. Sometimes you can witness trauma, and if you don't care, if you're not careful, or witness the fact that your mother was beat, or witness the fact that your sister was taken advantage of, and you'll start developing a mindset. Help me, Jesus. So we must deal with bitterness. What is the spirit of bitterness? Like anger, it is an emotional state. An emotional feeling of distress or disappointment, major disappointment. Usually comes from, bitterness comes from an unmet expectation. In other words, you were expecting a person to be at a certain level, and they weren't. Sometimes the expectation is legitimate, but the expectation was unmet. If you allow this feeling to fester, it grows. You may be legit in your feelings, but you got to check bitterness. It's a negative emotional state or mood, a negative one. It is not positive. Never take bitterness and make bitterness your friend. Never pat bitterness if it's a pet on the head and massage it. It may feel good or lick you on the paw, but in the end will bite you and block your blessing. Now there are ladies that got lap dogs, chihuahuas, that bark at everybody. And you think that's cool, but it's not. Ooh, they love me. They love me. Listen, you don't fall in love with a dog that barks at everybody but you. You fall in love with a dog that you can speak to and say, shut it, and they obey you. Let's go back to Genesis 1. I give you dominion over all of the animals. No animal should be able to do that to you and you like it. The man can't say a word to you. But the dog, the dog can pee on your shoes, you still love it. Poop in the house, you clean it up. Family member do one thing, you can't handle it, you done. And you cleaning up poop. Bitterness is a monster. It's a monster. Don't let it bark at everybody else and you pet it because it doesn't bark at you. Eventually, it will bite you. Let's talk about the germination and the incubation of bitterness. How many of you know germs incubate? Viruses incubate. Usually it starts with maybe a cell or a seed. But as it grows, it begins to dominate. So what causes the root of bitterness? What causes the root of bitterness? I said trauma can start it, but the root growing comes when you fail to forgive. I don't want to get ahead of myself, but the only remedy for anger, resentment, and bitterness is forgiveness. Even if the person never says, "I'm sorry," it is not for them, it's for you. It is to set your soul free. You don't have to let them dominate your thinking. You don't have to be friends forever. You don't have to make things right, but you need to forgive. Some people think Christianity is compliance to the enemy's will. I had to deal with an issue at the Mercy House, and accusations against our people came into my ear. I had to tell the young man, "Back up. I don't want to hear that. You've never tasted desperate. This is desperation when you got something that you're building and you're helping people. I want you to do it. And let somebody come in and take advantage of your kindness and see how you deal with it. You can't bring no accusation against me like that. All I hear is complaint. You got a B in you, but it's not Bob. And you need to get yourself together, Doc. You don't bring me that. And for those of y'all can't handle it, you need to listen to what your kids talk about. And what they listening to every week. The boys have taken over our community. The rap is so vile, it will mess your head up. Y'all get tight when I say something, but I'm going to say what I need to say because these young people need to be liberated. They 13 and they know every cuss word in the world. Ask them who Moses is, they're going to say, "What you talking about?" But ask them who Kodak Black is. They're running all the way down. Thank you, Jesus. Bitterness is a monster, y'all. It's a monster. Sometimes the infraction comes intentionally or even unintentionally. But bitterness don't care. All you got to do is pull the trigger or touch a trigger. And all of a sudden, all of the resentment and all of the anger from yesterday starts rising up. Many young people have killed their brother because of resentment. Cain killed Abel because of it. Abel didn't do anything to Cain. He didn't deserve that. But he let this thing, bitterness, just rise up in his soul. Sometimes people don't mean to hurt you, but they do. And anytime you develop a relationship, you have to be open to hurt. I know that's going to sound strange, right? You don't even know the depth of a relationship until you're open to some type of hurt. I know you're not God. You can hurt me, but I'm going to give you space. Don't violate me, but I know hurt is coming. I bring that into the equation. Because a lot of bitterness comes with unmet expectation. But what about unrealistic expectations? You expect people to be perfect? It's not realistic. Even in church. I can't handle church folk. What? Church folk is just like your family. There are people, everybody got an Auntie Bernice. Everybody. You don't know what she gonna say when she come to the family reunion. What are you talking about? Everybody got a Mondeo. You laugh at her on the screen, but every family's got one. Every family got one. Get over that. You can't handle it if you get hurt in church. Get lost with that, man. Sometimes the hurt, this is going to hurt, can be the chastisement of God. I said the hurt that you're experiencing could be God correcting you or trying to get correction to you. All hurt isn't bad hurt. I read to you out of 2 Samuel, David is fleeing his son Absalom's takeover, his insurrection. Scripture said he was beautiful from head to toe, no blemishes. His hair was so thick, it was like the hair of a woman. His hair, his locks weighed pounds. That's how thick it was when they would weigh it, when it kept growing too. He stood at the gate and stole the hearts of men from his beauty and his eloquence of speech. Eventually, he took over the kingdom. David had to flee for his life. He took off his shoes and the king is walking away from Jerusalem. A man, as he's walking away, stood on the side of a hill and started cursing David and throwing rocks at him, called him a scoundrel. He's speaking like that to the king. And if you know anything about monarchs or anything about a kingdom, it's not like America. You can say whatever you want to say about the president in America because we have what? Freedom of speech. But everybody want to go back to the old landmark. But if you went back to David's time and you say, I just can't stand you. Just by making that statement, you could be decapitated. He could take your land if he wanted to. That's how it was under a monarch. We believe in the kingdom of God. God is in charge. Amen. I taught stewardship here. But no man is in charge of you like that. The king could have easily taken his life. The scripture said he had warriors on his right and left. Abishai actually said, let me take the dead dog's head off. It's right in scripture. Why do you let him curse you like that? David turned to his relatives because Abishai was a relative of David. And he said, what have I to do with you? Just because you don't even have my heart, which means you can be of the same family in the church but not have the same psyche, the same outlook. David said, what am I to do with you, man? I know we're cousins or we're relatives, but I don't see you taking off his head even though he's cursing me. Maybe God is using him. Read the text. Maybe God is using him to correct me. Maybe God will have mercy on me if I endure it. For some of us that just ain't gonna take it, if you just endured it, maybe God would have an opportunity to work in your heart and in the heart of the person that you're dealing with. And I'm not talking about abuse. I'm not talking about abuse. Nobody deserves abuse. I'm talking about infractions, small infractions. In a church setting, it will stop us from making movement. Because as many of us that are in this sanctuary, believe me, we will get on each other's nerves. Have you ever had anybody while you're talking to someone, they just come in and take over a conversation? It happens all the time in church. Have you ever had anybody to walk up and greet you but won't greet the person next to you? Or greet the person next to you but won't greet you and turn their body. You know they saw you. It happens in church. Touch your neighbor and say, it happens. It happens. We got to rise above that. If that's you, you need to stop it. But the next time you do it to me, I'm going to say, well, maybe God is punishing me. That's what I'm going to say to myself. Maybe God is, maybe he'll have mercy on me if I endure this. I don't have to call down everything that I see. Maybe he just wants me to rise above it. Maybe he's sifting me. That which can blow away, blow it away. But let the substance of who I am remain. Oh, Jesus. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14. It's on the screen. Pursue peace with all people. That means every single one that's in this church, you should look to find peace. Can I find peace with you? Can I find peace with you? Can I pursue peace with you? Can I? I'm not looking for an infraction. I want peace. Pursue peace with all people and holiness without which no man will see the Lord. In other words, there's a right and a wrong way to every situation. Search for the holy way. Verse 15. Look at this. Looking carefully, lest anyone fall short of the grace of God. So we should be careful to make sure we don't fall short of the grace of God. And you, if you only think about you and your emotions, you wouldn't care about what other people think or what the grace demands. All you care about is you. This is my truth. This is where I stand. This is my feelings. But notice what the scripture says. Pursue peace with all people and holiness without which no one will see the Lord. That's right wiseness. Verse 15, looking carefully lest anyone fall short of the grace. You should be saying, Lord, I know I have grace for the people that you want me to pursue peace with, but don't let me fall short of it. Notice what happens if you fall short of the grace, lest any root of bitterness spring up, cause trouble. In other words, if you don't pursue peace with all people, if you don't look for the right way to do it, if you don't look carefully lest anyone fall short of the grace, then the root of bitterness, somebody will do something and it will cause bitterness to sprout. It will spring up. Look at that. It will spring up causing trouble. And by this many become defiled. Which means bitterness. Now they may be wrong in what they did, but bitterness defiles. It grows a root that chokes out blessing. It spoils. If bitterness came in your kitchen and you had fresh bread, when you look again, you would see weeds growing out of your bread. You can still eat around it, but who's going to do it? Now, when I was coming up, if my mama went and got us some bananas from Winn-Dixie, and you had a part of it that was sour, she would say, eat around it. You're not going to throw that banana away. But when I became a man, if it's sour, I don't deal with it. You're not going to make me eat what I don't want to eat. My mama used to cook rice sometimes and tomatoes. I like rice and gravy. But see, you don't eat because there's children in Africa that don't have food. So, okay. 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 Okay, mama. I do what I gotta do, right? I'm under your roof. But when I became a man, I don't eat potatoes. I'm sorry, tomatoes, and rice.
It's got to have some type of gravy, some chicken in it, some sweet spice. Listen. You make a decision in your life what you're going to eat. Now, if my mama came out there and she had some food, it could be the best, like her chicken and hen. It could be the best. And I saw weeds growing in it. I'm not eating that. Well, that's what food looks like when bitterness hits it. A root system is growing in it. You can pick and choose what you're going to eat, but usually you'll back away from it if it looks weird. That's why I got to bring it out of you and show you the lump. It's a lump. It has a root system in it. And it's growing. God wants it to come out. I command it to come out with its hands up. Thank you, Jesus. Write it down. The soil of bitterness is the heart. It's heart soil. Man, my God. The soil of bitterness is the heart. And that heart harbors hostility. The soil of bitterness is the heart, and that heart harbors hostility. It refuses to deal with hurt by the grace of God. It seeks revenge. Payback. When somebody becomes bitterness takes root in the heart and it spreads from the heart to other organs. I believe it touches lungs. That means it's hard for you to breathe when you're around them. You breathe shallow. Heart starts racing. I can't stand them. Lord, help me to teach. It goes deeper than heart and lungs. It goes into the soil or the soul. If God is looking to bless you, he looks at your heart. Man looks on the outer appearance. So what God elevated when he wanted to select a king was not a person. Because when Samuel went to Jesse's house, the eldest one in the house looked like the king. Even Samuel said, my God, he looks like the one. God speaks to Samuel strictly and strongly rebuking him. He said, you look at his outer appearance, but I've already refused him. Man looks on the outer. But God looks at the heart. When God comes, the lamp, hallelujah, the seven golden lampstands, the seven churches. When the one likened unto the Son of Man enters into a church, he lives in the midst of the seven golden lampstands. When he walks in the midst of us, he's not trying to see who's dressed the best. But he's going to every heart. 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 Who can I promote today? He doesn't care how we look outside. But what is the condition of your heart? Thank you, Jesus. That's why some people look at tenure in church. I've been there. They look past me. But what kind of heart do you have? Do you forgive people? Do you love people? Do you buy gifts? Do you smile? I know they hurt you, but we must get rid of this root of bitterness. If you're not careful, a bitter heart will never be satisfied. Thank you, Lord. A bitter heart will never get involved. It'll only find fault with what's being done. Find excuses when it doesn't go your way, you shut it down and go home. Leaders can never do that. Once you occupy a leadership position, you can never do that. You don't shut down and go home for nothing. You weather the storm. I don't care how tough it gets. You're the first one there, the last one to leave. I don't care how they mess you up. I don't care what they say. I don't care how they frown. You stick with the plumb line and you stay on job, stay on point until change comes. I think it was Job that said, all of my appointed time, I'm going to wait until my change comes. Ah, help me to preach, Lord. I'm speaking to leaders. You got to wait until the change comes.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message, Bitterness, the Blessing Blocker, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2404-2811. That's reference number 2404-2811.
The newest edition of Revealed Magazine is available on our website, truthrevealed.org, where you can download a copy for yourself or someone else. You can flip through the mobile app magazine pages or purchase a hard copy for $3 at the communication and promotion counter.
Registration is open for Vacation Bible School 2024, which is scheduled from Monday, July 15th through Friday, July 19th for children ages 2 through 6th grade. Check out the mobile app to register and purchase your t-shirt. Email bbs@truthrevealed.org for more information.
Ladies, remember to join Pastor Sabrina for Women's Sunday School in the sanctuary at 10 a.m. Trim Nation, you are invited to the Ambassadors for Christ Breakfast Fundraiser on Saturday, June 1st at 9 a.m. in the Fellowship Hall. Tickets are $10. See an AFC representative to purchase your ticket or stop by the CNP counter.
If you are ready to belong, grow, connect, and serve, numerous classes are still in session. Email connect@truthrevealed.org or check out the mobile app to learn how to get started.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.